This message, "Come, Follow Me," by Brother William Marion Branham, was delivered on Saturday evening, June 1, 1963, at a house meeting in Tucson, Arizona, USA. Lumbigo, woza unglandele. Ngomfowethu, William Marion Branham, wachunyayelwa ngomgqibelo ntambama ngoHlangula 1, 1963, a house meeting at Tucson, Arizona, USA.
Well, no, before Becky is born. And so I thought, well, you know, I just eat a bowl of oatmeal, cost a dime. Well, they give me my ticket and just signed it, you see, and I paid for it, give it back, and I turn it in because I had an expense count.
Au, hachi, loco. Kwakunga phambi kokuzalwa kukaBheki. Futhi ke ngacabanga, awu, liyazi, ngidla umganu wokudla kwama-oats. Kubiza ishelen, awu, njenga, bayanginika itikiti lami. Futhi nje ngilisayine, liyabona. Futhi ngalibhatalela, ngalibuyisela, bese ngilibisela kubo, ngoba ngangile account yendleko.
And one day when we had a patrolman's meeting, my, they said, who's this nut that turned in something like that? See, the head guy, you know. 10 cents for a breakfast. So that looks real cheap on the other fellows, you know. Some of them turn in $1. See, $2 for dinner, and I turn it just exactly what it was.
Futhi ngelinye ilanga lapho silo lomhlangano waba patrolayo mina bo. But, ngubani lolu hlanya olufake phakathi into enjengalokho. Bona, indoda eyinhloko liyazi. Amasenti alichumi kokudla kwekuseni. Ngakho lokho, kungakhangeleka kuyintengo eyichiphileyo kwabanye abafo liyazi. Abanye babo baphosela idola, bona, amadola amabili okokudla kwantambama futhi ngaphosela khona kanye nje lokho okuyikho.
Well, I said, well, no, there's no need of me turning in. What would I do if I just eat 10 cents? Mr. Fields, which was assistant superintendent, he said, Billy, turn in $1 anyhow. At least that's what the rest of them's doing. Said, you got to keep that together.
Awu, ngathi, awu, gathesi, akudingakali ukuthi ngikhuphe. Kuyini engangiza kwenza nxa ngingadla nje amasenti alichumi? Umnu Fields owayengumsekeli kamphathi wathi, Billy, phosela phakathi idola kungenani kungconywana. Wathi yikho lokho abanye babo abakwenzayo. Wathi kumele ugcine lokho ndawonye.
Well, I said, I never eat, but just a bowl of oatmeal, and that's what I charge for. I said, oh, don't never do that.
Awu, ngathi, kangidli kodwa nje umganu wokudla kwama-oats, futhi yikho lokho engubhadalisayo. Wathi, oh, ungenzi lokho, ungaqali ukukwenza lokho.
Well, then I thought, what will I do with it? Then I charge 50 cents for breakfast, and then take 40 cents off, and give some kids on the street, some kids, you know, look like they need a little sandwich too.
Awu, manje ke ngacabanga, kuyini engiza kwenza ngakho. Khona ke ngasengibhadalisa amasenti angamachumi amahlanu okokudla kwekuseni. Manje ke ngasengithatha amasenti angamachumi amane akho nxa ngifuna ukuyisebenzisela loba yini ngiyinikeze abantwana nje esitaladeni. Abanye abantwana liyazi, labo ababe ngakhangeleka njengokuthi bafuna isamusi amancinyane elidala isamusi futhi.
Well, I thought maybe I might have, right, that was the company itself talking to me like that. That's a man out of the company. So I thought, maybe I did something wrong.
Awu, ngacabanga ukuthi, mhlawumbe nginga kulungile. Leyo kwakuyinkampani ngokwayo. Ikhuluma kimi njengalokho. Kwakuyindoda engaphandle kwenkampani. Ngakho, ngacabanga, mhlawumbe ngenze into embi.
So, here not long ago, with a patrolman. Now they patrol by helicopters, you see. So he came by and stopped. He said, "Say, Brother Branham," said, "this tree is growing." I said, "Yeah." I said, "Kids playing with that out there." I said, "Can we top it?" I said, "Yeah, but don't cut it down."
Ngakho, lapha kungasikude, kanye lendoda epatrolayo, manje ba patrola ngama helicopter, liyabona. Ngakho wabuya lapho futhi wasesima. What? Chono mfowethu, Branham. What? Lesi sihlahla siyakhula. Ngathi yebo. Ngathi abantwana badlala ngaphansi kwalokho phandle le. Wathi singasiquma ngaphezulu. Ngathi yebo, kodwa lingawugamuleli phansi, bona.
He said, "Well, we'd like to cut it. We pay you for it." "No, no. Don't want you to cut it." "Well, I know the laws of right away too, you know, because I've owned it 7 years." And I said, "No," I said, "don't want to cut, but you can top it." I said, I keep it top, but I said, you can top it if you want to."
Wathi awu, sizathanda ukugamula. Sizalibhadala ngakho. Ngathi hatch, kangifuni ukuthi lisigamule. Awu, ngiyayazi imilayo yamalungelo endlela. Lam liyazi ngoba ngangikuyo okweminyaka eyisikhombisa. Ngathi hatch, ngathi kangifuni siganyulwe kodwa lingasiquma ngaphezulu. Ngathi ngisigcina siqunyiwe phezulu kodwa ngathi ungakwenza ungasiquma phezulu nxa ufuna ukukwenza.
I said, "Brother Woods and I fixed to top it. We top all these others along here." And I said, "But we'd like to keep that there on account of kids, Joe and them, you know, little fellas playing on that tree."
Ngathi mina mfowethu Hudu lami silungiselele ukusiquma phezulu. Saquma phezulu ezinye zonke kusiya ngapha. Futhi ngathi kodwa sithanda ukugcina lokho lapho sisenzela abantwana. UJoe labo liyazi abafo abancinyane bedlala ngaphansi kwesihlahla leso.
I went away on a trip. When I come back, she sawed down and moved out. Ooh, what a suit that would have been on the company, you see, for cutting that tree, you see.
Ngasuka ngaya okhwambeni. Lapho ngiphenduka sase sisahelwe phansi futhi sakhutshwa. Oh, kwakungaba licala elinganani lelo elaliya kuba yilo enkampanini. Liyabona ngokuquma leso sihlahla. Liyabona.
And so I thought, now, I said, "Lord, I'm not going to even mention that. See, whether if there is anything that I own that sometimes turning in only eating a dime's worth and have turning 50 cents."
Futhi ke ngacabanga manje ngathi, "Nkosi, kangiyikukukhuluma lokho. Bona, loba nxa kulenye into leyo engi kulokho kwezinye isikhathi ukuphosela phakathi ngisidla kuphela okulingene itsheleni, futhi kuzafanele ngiphosele phakathi amasenti angamachumi amahlanu."
I said, "If there is something on that, let that make it up, see, that I put that in, you see, that I, and I quit dreaming about being a public service coming in, see, because it must have been something back in there. We have to watch what we do. You got to need it someday."
Ngathi, "Uba kulenye into. Kulokho, akuthi lokho kulungisise bona ukuthi ngingenise lokho phakathi, liyabo, ukuthi ngi futhi ngachiya ukuphupha ngokuba e-public service company. Manje ke bona, ngoba kwakufanele kube ngenye into ngemva phakathi lapho. Kumele sikhangele lokho esikwenzayo. Sizahlangana lakho ngolunye usuku."
"Kids, come over here. Your mother was over the day, Trudy. I guess you didn't know this. It's kind of a little surprise, aren't you? See? And you're fixed to graduate, and we've had this trip out here together. And I'll go into a meeting now. And immediately after this meeting, we're going home."
Bantwana, besiza lapha. Umama wakho ubekade elapha lamuhla, Trudy. Ngithemba kawuzange ubekwazi lokho. Kuluhlobo lokumangazayo, ngiyabona. Futhi ulungiselela ukuqeqesha. Futhi sibe lo hambo lolu phandle lapha ndawonye. ngizakuya emhlanganweni kathesi khona kanye emva kwalomhlangano futhi sizahamba ngekhaya.
I thought it'd be a good chance to talk to you all, and then also thought it'd be good to speak to the kids just a little bit before your graduation. Read a verse out of the Bible and just talk to you from my heart for about 10 minutes. I'll sit by your way.
Ngicabange ukuthi kuza kuba lithuba elihle ukukhuluma kini lonke. Futhi ke ngacabanga njalo ukuthi kuza kuba kuhle ukukhuluma labantwana kancinyane nje ngaphambi kokuqeqetsha kwenu. Sibale indima evela eBhayibhelini futhi nje ngikhulume lan okuvela enhlizweni yami okungaba phose imizuzu elithumi. Ngizathi solobele phandle kwendlela yenu bona.
Before I talk to the kids, I just like to talk to the adults just a minute, the two, all of you. It's been a perhaps maybe a strenuous trip. It's been but the experience that I've learned from God, I wouldn't take $10,000 for what I learned of the Lord since I've been here.
Ngingakakhulumi labantwana. Ngizathanda ukukhuluma labadala. Okomzuzu nje. Futhi lonke lina. Sekumanje kumbeni mhlawumbe uhambo olukhathazayo. Obekuyilo. Kodwa isehlakalo leso. Engisifundileyo kuNkulunkulu. Ngingezake ngithathe inkulungwane ezilithumi zamadola kulokho engufundileyo okwenkosi kusukela ngibe lapha.
I truly believe I come in full obedience to the command of the Almighty, and I hope I can ever remain that way.
Ngiyakholwa ngeqiniso ngize ngokulalela okugcweleyo ekulayeni kukaSomandla futhi ngithemba ngizahlala ngaleyo ndlela.
When I come, one thing was by a vision that I was standing above Tucson up here when a blast went off. Well, Brother Fred was there when it went off.
Futhi kule lapho ngisiza into eyodwa yayingumbono ukuthi ngangimile ngaphezu kwe Tucson phezu lapho ukudubuka kusenzakala. Awu mfowethu uFred wayekhona lapho kusenzakala.
And they took a picture, in the sky, and I didn't think much about it. I never noticed it. So it began to impress me somehow to the day, and Brother Norma's father here told me, said, "Did you notice this?"
Futhi bathatha lo mfanekiso kathesi liyazi esibhakabhakeni futhi kangizange ngicabange okunenge ngakho. Kangizange ngikunanzelele futhi kwaqala ukuvuleka kimi ngenye indlela ngolunye usuku futhi umfowethu Norman ubaba ka Norman lapha wangitshela wathi ukunanzelele lokho.
And just as I look right there was an angel just as plain as they could be sitting right there in that picture, see. I looked, see what it was, and it's time same about day or two before, day or two after I was up there.
Futhi lapho nje ngikhangela khona lapho kwakuyizo ingilosi zisobala njengalokho ezingaba yikho zihlezi khona lapho kulowo mfanekiso bona. Ngakhangela ukubona ukuthi kwakunini futhi kwakuyisikhathi esifanayo phose usuku kumbe ezimbili ngemva kumbe usuku kumbe ezimbili emva sengiphezulu le.
And look where it was at, northeast Flagstaff or Prescott, which is below Flagstaff. Well, that's just where we was at. Just exactly.
Ngakhangela lapho okwakukhona nyakatho mpumalanga kweFlagstaff futhi ePrescott leyo engaphansi kweFlagstaff. Awu ikho nje lapho esasikhona bona khona kanye nje.
26 miles high, while vapor can go over 4 miles high or 5 moisture. Any kind of fog or anything, you see.
Amamayela ngamachumi amabili lesithupha phezulu. Ngani? Inkungu kayingeke ihambe ngaphezu kwamane. Amamayela amane phezulu. Kumbe amahlanu obumanzi. Loba luphi uhlobo lwenkungu. Kumbe loba yini. Liyabona.
planes fly 19,000, that's to get above all the clouds, you see, and 19,000 is about 4 miles high. And this is 26 miles high and 30 miles across it and in the shape of the pyramid. If you've looked at the picture.
Indizamchina ziphaphela kuNkulunkulu ezilichumi lasifica munwe munye. Lokho yikuya ngaphezulu kwamayezi wonke, liyabona. Futhi inkulungwane ezilichumi lasifica munwe munye kuphose kube ngamamayila amane phezulu. Lokho ngamamayila angamachumi amabili lesithupha phezulu. La mamayila angamachumi amathathu kusabalele futhi kubumbeke njenge piramidi. Nga like lakhangela emfanekiso.
And on the right hand side, as I told you, I noticed outstanding that angel. There he is, chest out, wings back, coming right in just exactly the way it was. I never noticed it when he first. There been so many things.
Futhi esandleni sokudla njengoba ngilitshelile ngananzelela okumangalisayo. Leyo ngilosi. Nango elapho. Isifuba siphandle. Impiko zingemva. Zisiza khona phakathi. Khona kanye ngendlela okwakuyiyo. Ngangizange ngikunanzelele. Khona lapho. Kuqala. Bekule zinto ezinenge.
And coming down the road the other day, there was something happened that spoke to me about the thing that I must do, and it's not my message.
Ekubuyeni nje phansi emgwaqweni ngolunye osuku kwakulenye into eyenzakalayo leyo eyakhuluma kimi mayelana ngento leyo engifanele ukuthi ngiyenze futhi kayisiwo umbiko wami.
One time Leo Mercer said, Brother Branham, the time will come after this, said about 5 or 6 years ago, maybe 7, said, when the Lord go to change your ministry, Brother Branham.
Ngesinye isikhathi, uliyo Mesia wathi mfowethu Branham, isikhathi sizabuya, emva kwalokho, wathi phose emihlanu kumbe eyisithupha, iminyaka edluleyo, mhlawumbe eyisikhombisa, wathi inkosi iza kuguqula inkonzo yakho mfowethu Branham.
And said, when he does, said, you'll probably just line up hospitals and speak them out of the beds and things. It didn't sound right, although I believe Brother Leo was trying to be sincere about it.
Futhi wathi, lapho kwenza, uzafolisa izibhedlela, futhi ubakhulume baphume phandle kwe mibheda lezinto. Kakuzange kuzwakale kuqondile, loba ngikholwa ukuthi umfowethu uLeo wayezama ukuqiniseka mayelana ngakho.
But it didn't sound just right because, see, our Lord Jesus never did that. See, and he went into the hospitals. There was one in that hospital. Do you remember where it was at in the Bible? The Pool of Bethesda.
Kodwa, kakuzange kuzwakale kuqondile. Ngoba, bona, inkosi yethu uJesu, kazange enze lokho, bona, wahamba ezibhedlela, kulo yedwa kuleso sibhedlela. Liyakhumbula lapho esasikhona eBhayibhelini icibi lase Bethesda.
Great multitudes of important people laid there, crippled, lame, blind, withered, waiting for the angel.
Amaxoku amakhulu abantu abagogekileyo belele lapho, izilima begogekile, iziphofu abachwabheneyo belindele ingilosi.
Now that was in a spiritual hospital where people waited on divine healing. And here the divine healer himself came in and healed one and walked out.
Manje, lapho kwakuyisibhedlela sikamoya. Lapho abantu ababelindele ukusiliswa kukaNkulunkulu. Futhi lapha osilisa ngoNkulunkulu ngokwakhe wangena futhi wasilisa oyedwa futhi waphuma wahamba.
So you couldn't expect a mortal man or a ministry to come forth to be any greater than that was. I couldn't agree with it.
Ngakho, wawungeke ukhangelele umuntu ofayo, kumbe inkonzo ukuthi ibuye ukuthi ingankulu kulalokho okwakuyikho, bona angizange ngivumelane lakho.
But as I started turning around, the Holy Spirit came up on me. I asked Leo for a pen. I got a piece of paper and I wrote it. It's in his trailer today, if you ever report that.
Kodwa lapho ngiqalisa ukuchibilika, umoya ongcwele weza phezu kwami, ngacela uLeo impenseli. ngathatha isiqhepu sephepha futhi ngakubhala siphakathi kwetrailer yakhe lamuhla nxa ungabe uphezulu lapho ekhona.
It's that old aluminum trailer where it had the loading outfit. Just as you go in the door, the shelf on the right-hand side right in front of the trailer laying under there. I laid that there. I said, someday you can pull this out. God will never change the ministry, but he'll change the man with the ministry. That's what's to be done.
Ileyo trailer ye aluminium endala lapo enga ile zinto zokulayicha khona nje lapo ungena emnyango. Kule shelufu esandleni sokudla khona phambi kwetrailer lihlezi phansi lapho ngalibeka phezulu lapho ngathi ngolunye usuku ungadonsa lokho ukuphumise. UNkulunkulu akasoze atshintshe inkonzo kodwa uzatshintsha umuntu olenkonzo lokho yikho okufanele kwenziwe.
See, I know what I've got to do, but I can't do it in the condition that I am now, because I've got to, something's got to happen within me that'll take God to do it.
Bon, ngiyakwazi lokho okufanele ngikwenze, kodwa angeke ngikwenze esimeni leso engikiso kathesi, ngoba kumele ngi enye into kumele yenzakale ngaphakathi kwami, lokho kuzathatha uNkulunkulu ukuyenza.
We're aiming to go back home. Kids are homesick. All of them want to go back. So I'm figuring on taking them back, Lord willing, maybe after service Saturday. And go back.
Sihlose ukubela ekhaya. Abantwana bakhumbula ekhaya. Bonke bafuna ukubuyela. Ngakho ngicabanga ukuba buyisela inkosi ithanda mhlawumbe emva kwenkonzo ngomgqibelo futhi ngibuyele.
From there, I don't know. But I know as soon as that something happens within me to make me feel towards people different from what I do now, I'd rejected the people, see? And I didn't want to have no more to do with them.
Kusukela lapho ngangazi kodwa ngiyazi masinya lapho leyo nto isenzakala ngaphakathi kwami ukungenza ngibe lozwelo labantu okwahlukileyo lalokho engikwenzayo kathesi. Ngangilandulile abantu bona futhi ngangingasafuni okukwenza kanye labo.
You know what I mean? What I call Ricky and Ricketta. The things that they had did, I'd preached with all the sincerity and God had confirmed it in every way. And if they didn't want to believe it, well, let them alone then.
Uyakwazi engikuchoyo lokho engikubiza Ricky Ricketta. Babe lezinto lezo abazenzayo ngachumayela ngakho konke ukuqiniseka futhi uNkulunkulu waye kuqinisile kuyo yonke indlela futhi nxa babe ngafuni ukukholwa ngani bayekeleni bebodwa ke.
I was going up to join up with Bud. It's coming fall. Start outfitting up there. Wait in the wilderness. Let my hair and beards grow out and if the Lord wanted me going anywhere, he'd send me a word and I'd go down and do it.
Ngangisiya phezulu lapho ukuya joina lo part kuleli kwindla elizayo liqale ukusebenza khona le ngilinde enhlane ngichiye inwele zami lendevu kukhule futhi nxa inkosi ibifuna ukuthi ngihambe loba ngapi ibiza ngithumela ilizwi futhi bengiza kwehla phansi futhi ngikwenze.
On the road coming in the other day, he stopped me. And I seen what I was coming to. I'm on my road to something else now.
Futhi endleleni ngisiza ngolunye usuku. Wangimisa futhi ngabona lapha lokho engangisiza kikho. Ngisendleleni yami ngiya kwenye indawo kathesi.
And I thought when I got home, I'd make what we call a heart-to-heart talk. Maybe put it on tape. And then, and so the public would see why the sudden change.
Futhi, ngacabanga lapho ngifika ngekhaya. Ngizakwenza lokho, esikubiza ngokuthi, yinkulumo yenhliziyo ngenhliziyo, mhlawumbe sikubeke ethephini, futhi ke ukuze ukuthi umphakathi ubone kungani kule nguquko ngesiphangi phangi.
Now, you kids, let's just let's have a little word of prayer.
Manje, lina bantwana. Gasinje, gasibeni nje lelizwi elincinyane lomkhuleko.
Lord Jesus, we are grateful for this time to know that we're assembled here, the young and old, and the middle-aged. And we have assembled this side of eternity once more to speak about you and about the things that pertains to everlasting life.
Nkosi Jesu, silokuthokoza ngalesi sikhathi ukwazi ukuthi sibuthene lapha abancinyane labadala labe minyaka ephakathi laphakathi futhi sibuthene lelicele lengaphakade kanye njalo ukukhuluma mayelana ngawe futhi mayelana ngezinto ezihambelana lempilo engapheliyo.
These young ones sitting in here tonight, some of them are graduating, some has already graduated.
Futhi abancinyane lapha abahlezi lapha lobo busuku abanye babo bayaqeqesha abanye sebaqeqesha.
But I realized, Lord, something had happened just a few hours before that great shock or great blast had taken place in the mountain up there north of Tucson when the angels of the Lord came down.
Kodwa ngiyananzelela Nkosi enye into leyo eyenzakala okwamahola amalutshwane nje ngaphambi kwaleso simanga esikhulu kumbe umdumo omkhulu usuthathe indawo entabeni phezule enyakatho kweTucson lapho ingilozi zenkosi zisehlela phansi.
I remember what was said, and especially about the young people. I pray thee, Lord, help us to understand, and may I be able to say something to these young folks tonight that'll help them along the journey. For Lord, we all need that help at this time.
Ngiyakhumbula lokho okwakhulunywayo futhi ikakhulu mayelana ngabantwana abancane. Ngiyakucela wena Nkosi ukuthi usincede sizwisise futhi mangenelise ukutsho enye into kulaba abancinyane lobo busuku lokho okuza basiza ehambweni ngoba Nkosi sonke siyaludinga lolo sizo kulesi sikhathi.
Bless us together, forgive our sins, and if anything that we've done since we've been out here that's displeased you, we pray you forgive us for it.
Sibusise ndawonye, sithethelele izono zethu, futhi nxa loba yini leyo esiyenzileyo, kusukela sisephandle lapha, leyo engakuthokozisanga, siyakhuleka usithethelele ngakho.
For we realize today that we have no guarantee of tomorrow. We don't know what tomorrow brings. We must be prepared today to meet tomorrow.
Oba siyananzelela lamuhla ukuthi kasila siqiniseko ngelakusasa. Kasikwazi ikusasa lokho ekulethayo. Kumele sibe silungiselele lamuhla ukuhlangana lekusasa.
And Father God, there's only one way that we know to do this, that's to prepare to see you. For by and by we realize that we are all going to do it, and we've got to meet it sometime.
Futhi Baba, Nkulunkulu, kule ndlela eyodwa kuphela leyo esiyaziyo ukukwenza lokho. Lokho ikulungiselela ukukubona wena, ngoba ngokuya lokuya siyananzelela ukuthi siza kwenza sonke, futhi kumele ukuthi sihlangane lakho kwesinye isikhathi.
Either in peace as a friend or child or as an enemy. Far be it, Lord, that we be anything else but your own beloved children. Grant these things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Loba ekuthuleni, njengomngane, kumbe umntwana, kumbe njengesitha, kube khatshana, Nkosi, ukuthi siza kuba ngenye into kodwa abantwana bakho ngokwakho. Abathandekayo, siphe izinto lezi siyacela ebizweni lika Jesu. Amen.
Today, while I was chopping weeds real early this morning, I found a place in the Bible I thought would be a good thing to read at this time.
Lamuhla, lapho ngicenta ukhula ekuseni, sibili, lokho, gusa, ngifumene indawo eBhayibhelini. Ngacabanga, kuza kuba yinto enhle ukukubala kulesi isikhathi.
And it's may not be too dashing appropriate, but I thought just for just a few minutes to talk.
Futhi kuyi ingabe ingafaneleyo kangako kodwa ngicabange nje okwe nje inje imzuzu emlutshwane ukukhuluma.
We'll read this out of the 18th chapter of St. Luke. All four gospel writers write of it. The 18th chapter and the 18th verse.
Ngifuna ukubala lokho kuvela esahlukweni 18 sika Luka ongcwele. Bonke ababhali abane bevangeli babhala mayelana ngakho isahluko 18 lendima 18.
And a certain ruler asked him, saying, "Good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said unto him, "Why callest thou me good? None is good save one, that is God."
Futhi umbusi othile wayesembuza esithi, "Mfundisi olungileyo, ngizakwenzani ukuze ngidle ilifa lokuphila okulaphakade?" Futhi uJesu wathi kuye, "Kungani ungibiza ngokuthi olungileyo? Kakho olungileyo, munye kuphela nguNkulunkulu."
"Thou knowest the commandments: do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, honor thy father and mother." He said, "All these have I done, and kept them from my youth up."
Uyayazi imilayo, ungafebi, ungabulali, ungatshontshi, ungafakazamanga, hlonipha uyihlo lonyoko. Futhi wathi, "Konke lokho ngikwenzile, futhi ngayigcina yona kusukela ebutsheni bami."
Now when Jesus heard these things, he said unto him, "Yet lackest thou one thing. Sell all that thou hast and distribute unto the poor. Thou shalt have treasures in heaven. Come, follow me."
Manje uJesu ekuzwe lokho, wathi kuye, "Usasilelwe into inye. Thengisa konke wena olakho, futhi ukwabele abayanga, wena uzakuba lenotho ezulwini. Woza ungilandele."
I think the word "come follow me," that'd be the best advice I could give if I was talking to 10,000 kids or if I was talking to just what I am.
Ngicabanga ibala, "Woza ungilandele," leso kungaba iseluleko esikhulu engingasipha nxa ngangikhuluma ebantwaneni abazinkulungwane ezilitshumi kumbe nxa bengikhuluma kulokho nje engihikho.
It's a command and the greatest thing that I think it was ever offered anybody, and especially a young person. Follow me.
Kungumlayo futhi into enkulu engicabanga ukuthi yake yanikezwa loba ubani futhi ikakhulu abantwana abancinyane. Ngilandele.
You're going to follow somebody. Can you remember that? You're going to follow somebody. And the way you follow the person, be sure that who this person's following. See?
Uzalandela omunye umuntu. Manje wena nje, ungakukhumbula lokho. Uzalandela omunye umuntu. Futhi indlela olandela ngayo umuntu, qiniseka ukuthi ngubani lo muntu omlandelayo. Bona.
Paul one time said, "Be followers of me as I am of Christ." In other words, just as I follow Christ, you follow me.
Si, uPaulu kwesinye isikhathi wathi, "Wobani ngabalandeli bami njengoba lami ngingokaKristu." Ngamanye amazwi, njengoba ngilandela uKristu, lingilandele.
And now, at this turning point, this stage of life where we all come, and many times you've heard me holler, "Ricky, Ricketta, and things that it's the age that we're living in. It really isn't those people.
Futhi manje kulindawo yokuphenduka lesi lesisigaba sempilo lapho isibuya khona sonke futhi izikhathi ezinenge lingizile ngimemeza riki riketa lezinto khona kuyisikhathi leso esiphila kiso kakusibo sibili labo bantu.
Those people are people like we are. Those kids out here, these hot rods running up down the street and carrying on the way they are, smoking cigarettes and drinking liquor, and girls dressed immorally and things. Them's girls and boys like we are.
Labo bantu, ngabantu abanje ngathi, abantwana labo phandle lapho, kanye lalezo zimota ezigijima kakhulu, begijima phezulu laphansi esitaladeni futhi beqhubeka khona ngendlela leyo abayiyo. Bebhema igwayi futhi benatha utshwala futhi lamankazana egqoke okungela kuziphatha futhi lezinto bona ngamankazana labafana njengalokho esiyikho.
See? They're human. They love, they eat, they drink, they sleep, they breathe, they gotta die. They're people just like we are.
Bona bangabantu bayathanda bayadla bayanatha bayalala bayaphefumula. Kufanele bafe bangabantu njengalokho esiyikho.
And yet they have been they've been possessed of an evil spirit. They don't know it. Not because of the people, but because sometimes some leader that they've been following have led them in the wrong road.
Futhi kukanti babe bathunjwe ngumoya omubi. Kabakwazi hathi ngenxa yabantu kodwa ngenxa kwesinye isikhathi. Omunye umkhokheli abakade bemlandela ubakhokhele endleleni engayisiyo.
Now you girls and boys know better than that. You know, you've been taught better than that. You've got better parents, sounder training than to do a thing like that. You know better.
Manje lina mankazana labafana lazi ngcono kulalokho. Liyakwazi lafundiswa ngcono kulalokho. Lilabazali abangcono lilokufundiswa okungcono kulokwenza into enjengaleyo. Lazi ngono.
But they don't see, because the churches that they go to are modern churches, modernistic, and they just live for the day, more popular, and oh my, what's the morals become virtue to them. See?
Kodwa kabazi bona ngoba amabandla abahamba kuwo ngamabandla esimanjemanje ngawesimanjemanje futhi ayaphila nje okosuku badume kakhulu. Futhi mina bo kuyini ukuziphatha kuba ngamandla kubo bona.
So they, what is it said one time in a play that I seen down here not long ago, Sodom and Gomorrah, that evil possessed woman said to Lot, what you call immoral I call virtue.
Ngakho ba kuyini njengoba ngacho kwesinye isikhathi komunye umdlalo engawubonayo phansi lapha kungasikude owesodoma legomora ukuthi lo mfazi othunjwe ngokubi wathi kulot lokho okubiza ngokuthi ikungasiphathi ngikubiza ngokuthi amandla.
Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so will it be at the coming of the Son of Man. So we're back to that place again.
Jesu wathi njengoba kwakuyikho ensukwini zika Noah ngakho kuzakuba njalo ekubiyeni kwendodana yomuntu. Ngakho sesibuyele kuleyo ndawo njalo.
Let's look at this fellow for a few minutes that we read about. No doubt that this kid was born in a good home, like you kids are. He was brought up with good parents.
Ngasikhangeleni kule insizwa okwemizuzu emlutshwane lo esibala ngaye akula kuthandabuza ukuthi lumntwana wazalelwa ekhaya elihle njengani lina bantwana eliyikho wakhuliswa ngabazali abahle.
Because it proved it when Jesus presented to him the commandments of God, he said, I've kept these since a youth. It showed that he had been brought up right.
Ngoba kwakutshengisa khona lapho uJesu emnikeza imilayo kaNkulunkulu wathi ngigcinile kusukela ngisasemutsha kwatshengisa ukuthi wayekhuliswe kuhle
He wasn't just a snatch out, and you know, he had been brought up to know what's right. Kids like you all are. Probably come up under a God-fearing mother and daddy to teach him right when he was a kid. Well, that's good.
Wayengasuye umuntu nje wamahlayana futhi liyazi wayekhuliswe ukwazi lokho okuhle abantwana njengalokho eliyikho lonke mhlawumbe wakhula ngaphansi kukamama lo baba owesaba uNkulunkulu ukumfundisa kuhle lapho esasengumntwana awu lokho kuhle.
Maybe as a little baby, his mother had high ambitions of him being a great man someday. His father's worth money that could school him and get him an education, and he'd come out with a good education and be able to be something in the world.
Mhlawumbe njengengane encinyane umama wakhe wayelezifiso eziphezulu ngaye ukuba ngumuntu omkhulu ngolunye usuku ubaba wakhe wayele mali eneleyo leyo eyayingamhambisa esikolo futhi ukumpha imfundo leyo wayengaphuma le mfundo futhi enhle futhi enelise ukuba ngenye into emhlabeni.
And with the sincerity of this mother and dad educating this kid and perhaps come to his graduation time like you are, see? The time when he passed through his school and had his education.
Futhi kanye lokuqiniseka kukamama lo baba lo befundisa lumntwana futhi mhlawumbe kufike esikhathini sokuqeqesha kwakhe njengani bona isikhathi lapho edlula esikolo futhi waba lemfundo yakhe.
No doubt it perhaps was a pride and joy of that mother and daddy's life.
Kungela ukuthandabuza ukuthi mhlawumbe wayekuziqhenya lentokozo yempilo yalowo mama lo baba.
No doubt in them days he had a fine horses like you have automobiles. And a good dad and mother like you all have got that sees to each. You got good clothes and a car and can and just enjoy life, just something like you have today.
Kungela ukuthandabuza kuzo lezo nsuku wayelamabhiza amahle njengalokhu lilezi moda futhi ubaba lo mama omuhle njengoba lonke lilabo ababona ukuthi lilempahla ezinhle le moda futhi engafuthi nje ekholise impilo into nje elilayo lamuhla.
And the father and mother with the praying constantly that their son would not turn out just an ordinary man, that he'd be an extraordinary man. All parents want that.
Futhi ubaba lo mama kanye lo bekhuleka njalo ukuthi indodana yabo kayikuba ngumuntu kazana nje ukuthi uzakuba ngumuntu ophakemeyo abazali bonke bayakufuna lokho.
Did you hear Jesus refer to that commandment? Honor the father and mother and stop.
Lamuzwa uJesu ekhombela kulowo mlayo. Hlonipha uyihlo lenyoko. Khona ke wam bona.
And that's the ambition of any parent, to do the best for their children to can, educate them, give them things maybe that they wasn't able to get. That's what I feel about my children.
Futhi yiso isifiso saloba nguphi umzali ukwenza okukhulu ebantwaneni babo ukuthi bangaba fundisa babanike izinto mhlawumbe lezo abengenelisi ukuzithola yiyo indlela engizwa ngayo mayelana ngabantwana bami.
I think sometime in going to school, I think send Becky and Sarah and Joseph into these high schools and things where all this go on's at. I think I'll take them and get back into the mountain and raise them up there like the Indians live.
Ngicabanga kwesinye isikhathi ekuhambeni esikolo. Manje ngicabanga ngihambisa uBecky lo Sarah lo Joseph kulezi zikolo zaphezulu lezinto. Lapho konke lokho okwenzakalayo okukhona ngicabanga ngizabathatha ngibuyele entabeni futhi ngibakhulise lapho kanye le njengokuphila okwenziwa ngama India.
But here's what it is. What's in the kids going to come out? No matter where it is, it's going to come out.
Kodwa nanko lokho okuyikho. Lokho okusemuntwaneni kuzaphuma phandle loba kungapi lapho okukhona kufanele kuzaphuma phandle.
If it's evil in there, it'll come out in the Indian camp. If it's good in there, it'll come out in any camp. See?
Uba kuyibubi phakathi lapho kuzaphuma esikhonqweni sama India. Uba kuyibuhle phakathi lapho kuzaphuma phandle kwaloba yisiphi isikhonqo bona.
It's what's in the kid, the makeup of the kid. What's on the inside of you? And what you are now is what you'll probably be the rest of your life. You're on the changing spot.
Yilokho okusemntwaneni. Ukwenziwa komntwana. Lokho okungaphakathi kwakho. Futhi lokho oyikho kathesi. Yilokho okuzakuba uyikho yonke impilo yakho. Usendaweni lapho osukuquka khona.
Do you know one? 86% of the conversions to Jesus Christ is done before 21 years old. Shows the statistics shows it. 86% that come to Christ come before they're 21.
Yazi ukuthini? Ama-percent angamachumi ayisificamunembili yabaphendukayo kuJesu Kristu yenziwa kungakafiki iminyaka engamachumi amabili lanye ubudala. Kuyakutshengisa khona. Izibalo ziyakutshengisa khona. Ama-percent angamachumi ayisificamunembili lasithupha lawo abuya kuKristu. Abuya bengakabi ngamachumi amabili lanye.
If you pass that age, you become more molded or set in your ways. Well, it's possible, sure, they come 70, 80 years old, but it's very rare.
Lina emva kokudlula lobo budala, uba ngokubumbekileyo kakhulu kumbe usunqundekile endleleni zakho. O kuyenzeka sibili. Bayabuya amachumi ayisikhombisa. Amachumi ayisificamunwembili yeminyaka yobudala kodwa kukalutshwana bona.
You make yourself when you're young. You set your ambitions to what you want to do and what you're trying to achieve in life. You think of it.
Uyazibumba ngokwakho. Lapho usasemncinyane. Uyabeka izifiso zakho kulokho ofuna ukukwenza, lalokho ozama ukukufeza empilweni. Uyacabanga ngakho.
And as you think, of course, your mind is presented into your mind by an unknown something and it dominates your mind. And then when it becomes in your mind, then you speak it that you're going to do it and then your ambitions drive you to it.
Futhi lapho ucabanga, yebo sibili, ingqondo yakho. Kuyanikezwa engqondweni yakho ngenye into engaziwayo. Leyo ebusa ingqondo yakho. Futhi ke lapho kusiba sengqondweni yakho. Khona ke ubusu kukhuluma ukuthi uzakwenza futhi ke izifiso zakho ziyakufuqela kukho.
So mother and father expecting this young man to his ambitions to be great, enough money to carry it out, and then no doubt prayed that this young lad would get that opportunity.
Ngakho umama lo baba bekhangelele lumfana omncinyane uku izifiso zakhe ukuba zinkulu imali eneleyo yokukwenza futhi ke kungela ukuthandabuza bakhuleka ukuthi lomfana uzathola lelo thuba.
You see, they had done all they could do. He'd maybe having fine horses and maybe he's very popular amongst the women.
Liyabo babenze konke ababengakwenza engabe elamabhiza amahle futhi mhlawumbe wayedumile kakhulu phakathi kwabafazi.
If what would go for a man would be for a woman, vice versa. See? Because we're talking about human life, souls, both men and women.
Futhi lokho, okungaya endodeni, kuba semfazini. Lokho lalokho bona, kuba sikhuluma mayelana ngempilo yomuntu, imiphefumulo, bonke amadoda labesifazane.
And then, after all this opportunity the boy had, see, he become on easy street, we call it. On a place where he didn't have to worry about too much. His parents had money.
Futhi ke, emva kwethuba lonke leli, umfana abalalo, bona, wabase ndleleni elula, sikubiza njalo, endaweni lapho, ayengadingi ukukhathazeka ngokunengi, abazali bakhe, babe lemali.
He become a ruler. The Bible refers to it here as a young, rich young ruler.
Waele, wae gakulu, wabangumbusi, iBhayibheli ikhuluma ngakho lapha. Okwe, njengomncinyane, umbusi, omncinyane, onothileyo.
And we see him at a young age, maybe in his teenage, just out of school, just out of graduation, maybe a few weeks before, so he become a ruler. And he had all that hearts could desire.
Futhi siyabona esaseminyakeni yakhe yobutsha, mhlawumbe ubuntanga bakhe, nje esanda kuphuma esikolo, esanda nje ukuqeda, ukuqeqetsha, mhlawumbe amaviki amalutshwane, ngaphambilina kumbe enye into, waba ungumbusi, futhi wayelakho konke lokho, inhliziyo ezingakufisa.
And the boy wasn't no modern Ricky. He's a fine kid. I believe when Luke wrote about it, or Mark, I believe it was, Jesus looked at him and sighed because he loved him.
Futhi umfana, wayengasuye uRicky wesimanje, ungumntwana omuhle, ngiyakholwa. Lapho uLuka eloba mayelana ngakho, kumbe uMarko, ngiyakholwa, kwakunguye uJesu. Wamkhangela kuye futhi wehlisa ipika ngoba wamthanda. Bona.
There's something about the kid. There's a nice personality. Hook with this kid.
Kulenye into mayelana ngomntwana. Kwakulo buntu obuhle obubambelele kulomntwana.
Where did he come from? I have a nice family who taught him the commandments of God and seen that he kept them. And he did it from his youth up.
Wavela ngapi? Phakathi kwemuli enhle leyo eyayimfundise imilayo kaNkulunkulu futhi yabona ukuthi uyayigcina futhi wakwenza usukela ebutheni bakhe.
And the boy had an ambition. He wanted eternal life. He said, "A good master, what could I do to inherit eternal life?"
Futhi umfana wayelesifiso, wayefuna impilo elaphakade. What? Mfundisi olungileyo, kuyini engingakwenza ukuba lempilo elaphakade?
See, with all you got in the world, yet the soul on the inside of you tells you there's something that you need, that you haven't got, just by wealth, or it always had to be wealth. It could be pop or some pretty girl. She's got her beauty that she can think of.
Bona, kuko konke olakho emhlabeni, kukanti umphefumulo ngaphakathi kwakho uyakutshela kulenye into oyifunayo, leyo ongelayo ngenotho nje. Kumbe kakudingi kube yinotho kuphela. Kungaba ludumo, inkazana enhle, ilobuhle, bakhe lobo angacabanga ngabo.
Maybe she's very popular in school. Maybe the boy can get any girl he wants. He feels that he's kind of secured.
Mhlawumbe udumile kakhulu esikolo. Mhlawumbe umfana engathatha loba yiphi inkazana ayifunayo. Uzwa njengokuthi ungathi uvikelekile.
That's not security. It'll fade just like the flower in a field. See? It'll go. Won't be long. Just a few turns of sun, that's gone. Then you've got a soul that has to live eternally.
Lok, gaisiko kuvikeleka. Lok, kuzaphela. Njengeluba ensimini. Bona. Kuzedlula. Gayikuyikuba kude. Ukuphenduka nje okulutshwane kwelanga. Lok, akuseko. Manje ke ulomphefumulo lo okufanele uphile laphakade.
And this young kid must have had a nice personality because he presented himself to the Lord Jesus knowing he bowed upon his knee. He said, "Good master, what could I do to have eternal life?"
Futhi lomntwana omutsha kufanele wayelobuntu obuhle ngoba waziletha ngokwakhe enkosini uJesu esazi waguqa ngamadolo akhe wathi, "Mfundisi olungileyo, kuyini engingakwenza ukuba lempilo elaphakade?"
He said, "Why do you call me good?" He said, "When you know there's only one good, and that's God." See, what the young man expressed in this, that he was God.
Wathi kungani ungibiza olungileyo? Wathi lapho usazi kulo yedwa olungileyo, futhi lo nguNkulunkulu. Bona, kuyini lokho lindoda encinyane eyayikutshengisayo kulokho ukuthi wayengunkulunkulu? Bona.
He said, "You thou know what's the commandments, keep them." So he said, "What commandments, Master?" He said, "The commandments of honor the father and mother and so forth." He said, "This I've done from youth up. See, I've did this."
What? Uyayazi imilayo. Igcine. Wathi ngakho. What? Imilayo yiphi mfundisi? What imilayo yokuthi hlonipha uyihlo lonyoko lokunjalo. What? Lokho ngikwenzile. Kusukela ebutheni bami kusiya. Bona, ngikwenzile lokho.
He said, "Yet you're lacking one thing. Go sell what you have and distribute to the poor and follow me."
What? Usa silelwe into eyodwa. Kamba uthengise lokho olakho futhi ukwabele abayanga futhi ungilandele.
What an opportunity. That could have been Peter, James, or John, one of them.
Kulithuba bani. Lo, kwakungaba nguPetro, uJakobe, kumbe uJohane, omunye wabo.
See, the kid had been trained and brought up right and been presented to Christ to use him and all the potentials that he had in him to use, probably educated, young, rich, influence, where he could have presented the gospel and yet turned it down. What a rational thing that was for that young boy. See?
Bona, umntwana wayefundiswe futhi wakhuliswa kahle futhi wamiselwa kuKristu ukuze amsebenzise kuko konke ukwenelisa lokho ayelakho kuye ukusebenzisa mhlawumbe efundile emutsha enothile elemfuzelelo lapho ayengabe emele ivangeli futhi njalo ke waliyala kuyinto eliphutha kulowo mfana lo omncinyane bona.
Follow me. Now see, he had to follow someone. Now he had to either follow the influence of the people he's associated with, the influence of some young lady, some influence of a gang of boys that he is associated with, his colleagues in school, or follow Jesus Christ.
Ngilandele. Manje bona, kwakumele alandele omunye umuntu. Manje kwakumele alandele imfundzelelo yabantu. Ayelobu dlelwano labo. Imfundzelelo yelinye inina elincinyane. Imfundzelelo yexuku labafana ayehambisana lalo. Ayefunda labo esikolo kumbe alandele uJesu Kristu.
All of his goodness, yet he knew he didn't have eternal life. Kids, that's what you got to think about.
Kukho konke ukulunga kwakhe kukanti wayesazi ukuthi wayengela mpilo elaphakade. Bantwana, yikho lokho okufanele licabange ngakho bona.
Now look at the boy tonight. What he could have been and what he is. What he is tonight, he's somewhere. He was a man. He's somewhere. He's waiting a judgment.
Manje khangela lo mfana, lobu busuku. Lokho owaye ngaba yikho, futhi lalokho ayikho. Lokho ayikho lobu busuku ukwenye indawo. Wayengumuntu. Kwenye indawo ulindele ukwahlulelwa.
He's waiting to face the judgment of that day, turning down the same opportunities presented to you kids. Almost under the same circumstance.
Ulindele ukuhlangana lokwahlulelwa kulolo suku esala ithuba elifanayo elimiswe kini bantwana phose ngaphansi kwesimo esifanayo.
Fine kids, good personality, fine fathers and mothers, what you have, don't even have to work unless you want to. See? But there's something else that goes with that. Something goes with that.
Abantwana abalungileyo, ubuntu obuhle, obaba abahle, labo mama. Lokho olakho, awudingi ukuthi usebenze phandle, ufuna ukuthi usebenze. Bona. Kodwa kulenye into ehamba kanye lalokho. Kulenye into ehamba kanye lalokho.
That word tonight never dies. It's still a challenge to every young man, every young woman. Follow me.
Lelo lizwi, lobo busuku, kalifi, lokhe lingqobe emuntwini wonke omutsha, owesifazana wonke omutsha ngilandele.
See, words don't die. Whenever you speak anything, just remember, whether it's in your car in the secret, whether it's in the pulpit, whether it's down the street corner with your boyfriend or girlfriend, wherever it is, it never dies. It's got to live forever.
Bona amazwi gawafi. Loba nini okhuluma khona ulutho, khumbula nje loba kusemoteni yakho ensitha, loba kukupulpiti, loba kuphansi ekhoneni lesitalade kanye lenkazana yakho, kumbe le jaha lakho, loba kungapi okukhona kakufi, kufanele kuphile nini lanini.
I seen that girl that I, the night in the vision, a young, pretty girl, a Hollywood actress, and I seen her dying, reaching, trying to get to help, and she died in a heart attack, Miss Monroe.
Lapho ngibona leyo nkazana, leyo enga, ngobunye obusuku, embondweni, inkazana enhle encinyane, umdlali wamabhayisikopu, wesifazane weHollywood. Futhi ngambona esifa, efinyelela, ezama ukuthola uncedo, wafa ngokuma kokusebenza kwenhliziyo, uMiss Munro.
And then that's been 2 years ago, and I've seen her dying. And 2 days later, she did die.
Futhi ke lokho, bekuyiminyaka emibili edluleyo, futhi ngambona esifa, futhi emva kwensuku ezimbili, wafa.
And then the other night I heard that girl's voice. How? The kids have been telling me, Daddy, you go down that river, no return all the time. Said they got a play like that on tonight. They told me a certain night it would be on, a week or two ahead of time.
Manje ke, ngobunye ubusuku, ngezwa lelo lizwi, laleyo nkazana. Njani, abantwana, bebengitshela, baba, yehla phansi kuleyo, umfula ongela, kuphenduka. Sonke isikhathi wathi balomdlalo onjalo lobo busuku, bangitshela ukuthi ngobusuku obuthile kuza kuba ukhona iviki kumbe amabili ngaphambi kwesikhathi.
I thought, well, I want to see that because I've been down that river 2 or 3 times, by 5 times I think, but I went to see it and Miss Marilyn Monroe acted that out.
Ngacabanga, awu, ngifuna ukubona lokho. Ngoba bengiphansi kulowo mfula okungaba kabili kumbe kathathu phose izikhathi ezikahlani, ngiyacabanga awu bengifuna ukubona futhi uMiss Marilyn Monroe wakudlala umdlalo lokho.
Well, that was the girl I saw in the vision, and there she was in picture, in the actions, the very act that she made on the river of no return when she took that picture perhaps 15 years ago, is an old picture. Maybe 20 years ago.
Aw, leyo kwakuyinkazana engayibonayo embonweni. Futhi nango lapho emfanekisweni. Futhi lokudlala, ukudlala khona sibili akwenzayo kumfula ongela kuphenduka. Lapho ethatha lowo mfanekiso, mhlawumbe iminyaka elitshumi lanhlanu edluleyo, kwaku ngumfanekiso omdala. Mhlawumbe iminyaka engamachumi amabili edluleyo.
And she's been dead 2 years, and there she is again alive. Every action and every word. See? It's still so caught in magnetic tape until it's alive again.
Futhi ubefile iminyaka embili. Futhi nango lapho njalo ephila konke ukwenza. Lelizwi lonke bona kulokho kubanjiwe kutape yemagnet kuze kuphile kanjalo.
Not only that, but everything that we say is alive. Every word that we speak cannot die.
Achi lokho kuphela, kodwa yonke into esiyichoyo ukuthi iyaphila. Lonke ilizwi esilikhulumayo kalifi.
Coming through the room is words now, forms of people. Television picks it up. You can speak right here and then hear you around the world. That same second, even before you can hear it in this room, it goes around the world. By electronic.
Kusiza ekamelweni, ngamazwi manje, izimo zabantu, i-television, iyakudopa, ungakhuluma khona lapha, futhi bayakuzwa kuwo wonke umhlaba leso sikhathi esifanayo. Loba ungakakuzwa kuleli kamelo kuyahamba kuwo wonke umhlaba nge-electron.
And God's great screen picks that up. And every move and every act that you make, you've got to meet it at the judgment.
Futhi iscreen sikaNkulunkulu esikhulu siyakudopa lokho futhi ukunyakaza konke lokwenza konke lokho okwenzayo kufanele uhlangane lakho ekwahlulelweni bona.
So young fella, it's a good thing to stop. Think about these things, see, because you're going to need it again.
Ngakho mfo omncinyane kuyinto enhle ukuma ucabange mayelana ngalezi izinto bona. Ngoba uzahlangana lakho njalo bona.
Let's trace this young man, the opportunity he had, and put yourself in his place. And a girl the same as this, Becky, Marilyn. Just the same as you stand in his place and you can hear that voice which is still alive.
Gasililandeleleni lelijaha ithuba ayelalo futhi uzibeke ngokwakho endaweni yakhe futhi inkazana njengokufanayo uBecky lo Marilyn njengokufanayo limile endaweni yakhe futhi uyabe usizwa lelo lizwi elilokhe lisaphila.
It's still alive, it's still moving. Science says in 20 years now they'll pick up his literal voice that he spoke 2,000 years ago. It's still alive.
Lokhe lisaphila, lokhe lisahamba. Science ithi eminyakeni engamachumi amabili kusukela kathesi bazadopa ilizwi lakhe eliqobo lelo alikhulumayo iminyaka ezinkulungwane ezimbili ezedluleyo lilokho lisaphila.
Like a pebble dropped in the ocean, the wave never ceases. It goes to the shore thousands of miles and turns back.
Njenge mbumbuluza iwela elwandle igagazi kalipheli liya ekhunjini inkulungwane zamamayili futhi liphenduke.
When a voice is once spoken to the air like that, it never dies. There ain't nothing you say at the judgment, it's right there.
Lapho ilizwi likhulunywa emoyeni njengalokho kalifi. Kakula lutho ongalutho ekwahlulelweni kuyabe kukhona lapho.
There will be the voice of Jesus Christ bidding that young man, follow me. And him turning away on the screen, sorrowful because he had great possession.
Kuza kuba lelizwi lika Jesu Kristu libiza lelo jaha ngilandele futhi yena esala ku screen elusizi ngoba wayele mpahla enenge bona.
We might not be, it always has to be money, it can be other things. See, anything we hold dear, then we do that call. See, it becomes like a money to us, it becomes something that corrupts us.
Singabe ngicho singekho akusiyo mali isikhathi sonke kungabe ngezinye izinto bona loba yini esiqhakathekisa kakhulu kulalolo bizo bona kuba njengemali kithi kuba into esonakalisayo.
Now let's follow him a little bit. What happens when he turns away? He didn't listen to that voice of Christ. He went with his friends.
Manje ngasimlandeleni kancinyane nje kuyini okwayenzakalayo lapho esala akazange alalele kulelo lizwi lika Kristu wahamba labangane bakhe.
Which you kids, you're all fine kids and you're bound to have friends, but watch what kind of friend you have. If that friend's following Christ, go with that friend, follow Christ too, but if it don't do it.
Lokho lina bantwana lonke lingabantwana abahle futhi libotshelwe ukuba libe labangane kodwa khangela kungumkhando bani womngane olaye uba lowo mngane elandela uKristu khamba kanye lalowo mngane landela uKristu lawo kodwa uba engakwenzi ungakwenzi.
Let's look at it. We find out he perhaps kept his friends, he become a great ruler, he was a ruler then.
Kasimkhangeleni siyathola ukuthi yena mhlawumbe wagcina abangane bakhe waba ngumbusi omkhulu wayesengumbusi lapho.
Later we find him so prosperous until he had to build extra barns to put his stuff in. And then he said to himself after he got old and the cares of young life and things has passed, all he done maybe was entertain.
Ekugcineni siyamthola esephumelele kakhulu kwaze kwathi wayefanele akhe ezinye iziphala ezengizweyo ukufaka izinto zakhe phakathi. Futhi ke la selisithi kuyo emva kokuba esemdala leminako yempilo yabatsha lezinto sokwedlule konke akwenzayo mhlawumbe kwaso kuyikuzilibazisa.
When an old man and old woman like me, my wife, your mothers and dad, there isn't hardly anything that they can think of.
Lapho indoda endala kumbe owesifazana omdala njengami umkami omama benu lo baba kakhulu lutho lolo abangacabanga ngalo kanzima.
They can't don't want to get out and run up and down the streets, you know, as young fellows would and young women. Dates and who's going to be your wife or your husband. See, they don't have that in their mind. They got children that are interested. That's going to be you all tomorrow, if there is a tomorrow.
Abangege, abafuni, ukuphuma phandle futhi, bagijime, phezu laphansi, ezitaladeni, liyazi nje, njengabasha. Abakwenza lamantombazana ukukhombisana futhi ngubani oza kuba ngumfazi wakho kumbe indoda yakho kumbe bona gaba lakho lokho enqondweni zabo bala bantwana ababa khathalelayo kuza kuba yini lonke kusasa uba kule kusasa bona.
And see the fellow then with maybe he never even got married. And however, he was a great ruler. And he set up on, and as is in Jerusalem yet today, they eat on the housetop this time of day when it gets cool out in the evening.
Foot, bone, insizwa, konage mhlawumbe, ganye mhlawumbe, agazanga atat, foot, kungenani, wayengumbu somkulu, foot, wahlala pezu. Futhi njengoba kuyikho eJerusalem kanjalo lamuhla badlela phezu kwendlu lesisikhathi sosuku lapho kuphola phandle ntambama.
And we find another character pictured with him, a beggar.
Futhi siyathola esinye isimilo sifanekiswa kanye laye umphansi.
And the man from being raised to honor the neighbor and do unto others as have others to do unto you. See, by rejecting that call of Christ, finally looked like a boy been raised in a home like that, that would never got away from him, but it did. It did.
Foot indoda. Kusukela ekukhulisweni. Ukuhlonipha umakhelwane. Lo kwenze kwabanye, njengalokho abanye bekwenza kuwe, bona. Ngokwala lokho kubizwa kukaKristu ekugcineni. Khangeleka njengokuthi umfana okhuliswe ekhaya elinje ngalelo lokho kwaku ngafanelanga kusuke kuye kodwa kwasuka.
And there laid a man at the gate by the name of Lazarus begging him for food. And vainly he would have eat the crumbs that he swept off, not even to the beggar, but to the dogs. And was full of sores.
Futhi lapho kwakulele indoda esangweni ngebizo lokuthi Lazaro ecela ukudla kuye futhi ngeze waye ngabe edle imvuthu lezo azithanyelayo hathi kulo owayecela kodwa ezinjeni futhi wayegcwele izilonda.
But the man had been so polished in society then he had no more feelings. He became numb because he had rejected that offer of Christ.
Kodwa lindoda yayilolongekile kakhulu emphakathini manje ke wayengasela mizwa njalo wayengasela zwelo ngoba waye yale lokho ayekuphiwe nguKristu.
And maybe one evening this time making his toast with fine wines and lovely women's jeweled around him and things like that with all his hearts could desire and toasting a beggar laying at the gate.
Futhi mhlawumbe unye ubusuku lesisikhathi esenza itoast yakhe le wayini zakhe ezinhle futhi labafazi abahle beziqikize okuligugu bekombolezele lezinto ezinjalo kanye lakho konke inhliziyo yakhe engakufisa futhi etoaster isiceli silele esangweni.
And before daylight dawned the next morning, he was in hell screaming for that Lazarus to come put water on his tongue. The change of the scene.
Futhi ngaphambi kungakasi ikuseni elandelayo wayesesihogweni ehlaba umkhosi kulowo Lazaro ukuthi azobeka amanzi elimini lwakhe ukutshintsha komumo.
And you notice when he said, Father Abraham, now he still remembered that Abraham was the father of the Jews.
Futhi uyananzelela lapho esithi, Baba Abraham. Manje wayelokhu ekhumbula ukuthi u-Abraham wayengubaba wamaJuda.
He said, Father Abraham, send that beggar, Lazarus, down here with a little water on his fingers to put on my lips, these flames are tormenting.
What? Baba Abraham, tumela leso, sicele uLazaro, phansi lapha, lamanzi amancinyane eminweni yakhe, ukufaka endebeni zami, amalangabi lawo ayahlupha.
He said, and Abraham said, I can't do that, in so many words. And besides all this, you see, you had your opportunity in life.
Futhi wathi, futhi u-Abraham wathi, kuyi angeke ngikwenze lokho. Emazwini amanenge kangaka futhi ngaphandle kwakho konke lokho uyabona wawulethuba lakho empilweni.
When did he have it? When Jesus said, follow me. But he turned it down.
Kunini lapho abalalo lapho uJesu esithi ngilandele kodwa yena wakwala.
He went the way that he could make money, and that's all right, nothing wrong with making money, but follow Jesus while you're doing it. See, and he went the other way with the crowd.
Wahamba ngendlela leyo angenza ngayo imali futhi lokho kuhle akula lutho olubi ngokwenza imali kodwa landela uJesu lapho ukwenza bona futhi wayehambe ngenye indlela kanye lexoku.
And you find out, he said, Abraham said, and besides all this, there's a gulf fixed between you and he that no man has ever crossed over and never will. Them that are there cannot come here, and these here cannot go there. It's been fixed. No man has crossed or will cross.
Futhi uyathola. Wathi futhi u-Abraham wathi, futhi ngaphandle kwakho konke lokho, ugebe olubekiweyo phakathi kwakho laye, ukuthi akula muntu owake walucapha, futhi akusoze wabakhona. Labo abangale, abangeke babuye lapha, futhi laba abangeke baye khona ngapho kulungisiwe akula muntu owake wacapha kumbe ozacapha.
Now listen to him. He wants to be an evangelist then. The call that Jesus had given him to follow him had and to be a soul winner as a young man returned to him again.
Manje ke lalelani kuye ufuna ukuba ngumvangeli ke ibizo lolo uJesu ayempelona ukulandela wayelalo futhi lokuba ngozuza imphefumulo njengejaha kwabuyela kuye njalo.
He remembered it, that he had five brothers and back on earth, and he didn't want them in that place.
Wakukhumbula ukuthi wayelabafo wabo abahlanu futhi emva emhlabeni futhi wayengabafuni kuleyo ndawo.
He said, send Lazarus then back to tell my brothers not to come this way. In other words, accept the call to follow me. But he said, they won't do it.
What? Tumela uLazaro. Manje ke abuyele atshele abafo wethu ukungabuyi ngalindlela. Ngamanye amazwi vuma ubizo lokuthi ngilandele bona. Kodwa wathi bona kabayi kukwenza.
He said, yes, if one would raise from the dead like Lazarus and go back and tell him, you see, it shows that after we die you're still conscious. He remembered.
Wathi yebo uba omunye engavuka kwabafileyo njengo Lazaro futhi abuyele futhi abatshele. Liyabona kuyatshengisa ukuthi emva kokuba sisifa ulokhe usasekwazi wakhumbula.
Abraham said, son, remember in your days. See? You still remember, you don't lose your memory. You remember.
Abraham wathi, ndodana, khumbula ensukwini zakho. Bona, uyabulokhu ukhumbula. Ngawulahlekelwa ngumkhumbulo wakho. Uyakhumbula.
And the memories that man could have and still in the same place. Remember. The opportunity he had of hearing Jesus say, follow me. But he followed the wrong person, the wrong crowd. He got in the wrong crowd and went to the wrong place. End up in the wrong eternity. Be annihilated at that day from God forever.
Futhi, imikhumbulo, abantu abangabalayo, futhi, belokhu bese ndaweni efanayo, wakhumbula ithuba ayelalo, elokuzwa uJesu esithi, ngilandele, kodwa walandela umuntu ongayisuye. Ixuku elingayisilo wangena exukwini elingayisilo futhi waya endaweni engayisiyo wacina ekulaphakade engayisiyo uchabalaliswe kulolo suku kuNkulunkulu nini lanini.
Jesus also said a great striking word, though one raise from the dead and go back, yet they would not be persuaded, because they've got Moses and the law, and if they won't hear that, then they won't hear. Though one would be raised from the dead, they will not be persuaded.
UJesu laye wacho ibala elikhulu elimangalisayo. Loba oyedwa engavuka kwabafileyo futhi abuyele, kodwa ke babengasoze bavume ngoba balomthetho kaMose, futhi uba bengasoze bazwe lokho, khona ke kabasoze bazwe loba oyedwa engavuswa kwabafileyo, kabasoze bakuvume.
Why did the law speak something like that? Yes. Do to others as you'd have them do unto you, and he had lived under the law. But he let the beggar die at the gate. See?
Ngani, ngani. Ngabe umlayo ukhulume into enjengaleyo. Yebo. Yenza kwabanye njengoba ungafuna bona bakwenze kuwe. Futhi waphila ngaphansi komthetho, kodwa wathiya ocelayo esifa esangweni. Bona.
He lived under the commandments of God and yet failed to see that great eternal life.
Wayephile ngaphansi kwemilayo kaNkulunkulu futhi njalo ke wehluleka ukubona leyo mpilo elaphakade enkulu.
Kids, each one seem like mine. You each one seem like it's my sons and daughters in one way you are. Spiritually speaking. That's right.
Bantwana, lina. Ngamunye linjengabami lina ngamunye linjengamadodana am lamadodakazi ngenye indlela liyibo bona sikhuluma ngokukamoya kunjalo.
The Lord God has put your souls into my care because you come listen to me, you believe me. And in one sense, Lord, you are my sons and daughters. That's right.
Inkosi uNkulunkulu ubeke imphefumulo yenu ekunakakeleni kwami ngoba liyabuya lingilalele liyangikholwa bona futhi komunye umqondo welizwi lingamadodana am lamadodakazi kunjalo.
Always remember, keeping the commandments of God is a great thing. Being raised in a good home is a heritage from God.
Hlalani likhumbula ukugcina imilayo kaNkulunkulu kuyinto enkulu. Ukukhuliswa ekhaya elihle lilifa elivela kuNkulunkulu.
And to be fine kids with personalities as you have, good. Wonderful to have an education. It's wonderful to even live in this free land. We got many things to be thankful for.
Futhi ukuba ngabantwana abahle kanye lobuntu njengalobo elilabo kuhle. Kuhle ukuba lemfundo. Kuhle ukuphila kuleli lizwe elikhululekileyo. Silezinto eziningi zokubonga ngazo.
But there's one thing that you just don't inherit. You've got to accept it. That's eternal life. And you only do that by following Jesus by born again experience. Don't neglect that.
Kodwa kulento eyodwa leyo ongasoze ube yindlalifa yayo kufanele uyemkele leyo yimpilo elaphakade futhi uzakwenza lokho ngokulandela uJesu kuphela ngesenzakalo sokuzalwa kutsha ungakwali lokho.
Little story one time I heard of a man who was all he was poor and he always wanted to, it's a little fairy story like it always stuck with me though.
Indaba encinyane engiyaziyo ngesinye isikhathi okwendoda leyo eya o wayengumyanga futhi wayehlezi efuna uku kuyindaba eyinganekwane encinyane kanje yahlala ilami kokuphela loba kunjalo.
One day he picked a flower and the flower was magic and the flower answered to him and said, "You've been poor all your life." He said, "Now ask what you will, and it'll be given to you."
Futhi ngolunye usuku, wadopa iluba, futhi iluba lingamasalamusi, futhi iluba laphendula kuye, futhi lati, "Ubungumyanga, impilo yakho yonke. What? Manje cela lokho okufunayo, futhi kuzaphiwa kuwe."
He said that yonder's mountain would open up, and I could go there in and find the gold in the mountain.
Futhi wathi leyo ntambama epecheya ingavuleka futhi ngingangena phakathi futhi ngithole igolide entabeni.
Well, he said, "You will have to take me with you wherever you go. You'll have to take me with you. So wherever I am, then you can ask what you will."
Aw, wathi kuzafanele ungithathe kanye lawe loba ngapi lapho oya khona. Bona, kuzafanele uhambe lami ngakho loba ngapi engikhona. Khona ke ungacela loba yini oyifunayo.
He walked to the mountain, and the mountain opened up, and he went in the shells was full of gold and diamonds, as a little fairy story goes.
Wahamba entabeni, futhi intaba yavuleka. Futhi wangena phakathi amashelf ayegcwele igolide lamadayimana njengokuba inganekwane encinyane iqhubeka.
He laid the flower down on a table or a rock and he ran and grabbed a great big gem and he said, "I must go show this to my friends and now I'm a rich man. I have everything now. I must show this."
Wabeka iluba phansi phezu kwe tafula kumbe idwala futhi wagijima wathatha ilitshe eliligugu elikhulu futhi wathi, "Kumele ngihambe ukuyatshengisa lokho ebanganini bami futhi manje sengiyindoda enothileyo ngilento yonke kathesi kumele ngitshengise lokho."
And so the flower spoke and said, "You have forgot the main thing." So he runs back and picks up, said, "Well, maybe I'll get a piece of gold, I'll get a piece of silver." And so he said, I'll hurry out to tell the people how rich I am, what all I've got."
Futhige iluba lakhuluma kodwa lati, "Ukhohle into eqhakathekileyo." Ngakho uyagijima emuva futhi athathe wathi, "Awu, mhlawumbe ngizathatha isiqephu segolide, ngizathatha isiqephu sesiliva, futhi ke wathi ngizaphangisa ngiphume ukuyatshela abantu ukuthi senginothe okunganani futhi lakho konke lokho engilakho."
And he got to the door and the flower said, "But you forgot the main thing." So he runs back again.
Futhi wafika emnyango futhi iluba lathi, "Kodwa ukhohlwe into eqhakathekileyo." Ngakho wagijima ebuyela njalo.
He said, "In here we find all kinds of materials." So he picked up a stone. He said, "I'll go take this stone and show the people what kind of a stone this mountain's made out of so I can find my way back to it." See?
What? Phakathi lapho siyathola zonke inhlobo zezinto. Ngakho wadopa ilitshe. Wathi ngizahamba ngithatha ilitshe leli futhi ngitshengise abantu luhlobo bani lwelitshe lintaba eyenzwe ngayo ukuze ngifumane indlela yami yokubuyela kuyo bona.
And he started out the door and the flower said for the it's final time you have forgot the main thing. Or he said, oh, shut up. See, he didn't want to hear it anymore. Forgot the main thing. And he ran out the door. And when he did, the door closed behind him with the flower on the inside. The main thing was the flower. See, the main thing was the flower.
Foot, waka, ugupume mnyang. Foot iluba lat, ogwe, sogwe skat soktin. Usukofe inte agatekleyo. Oh, what? Oh, Tula! Bon, waye ngasafuni ukuguzwa ngakho njalo. Ukhohlwe into eqhakathekileyo, futhi waphuma phandle eminyango, futhi lapho ekwenza, umnyango wavaleka. Ngemva kwakhe, kanye leluba lingaphakathi, into eqhakathekileyo kwakuliluba. Bon, into eqhakathekileyo kwakuliluba.
Years ago, as a kid, as you all are, here cattle ranch above here above Phoenix. I was reading a piece of prospect in a paper about a prospector. Then there was no roads through here, then just little sand paths. They still do a lot of prospecting in here, you know.
Iminyaka edluleyo njengomntwana njengoba lonke liyibo lapha eplazini lenkomo phezu lapha phezu kwePhoenix bengibala isiqetshana sokugepha igolide iphepha mayelana ngomgebhi wegolide khona ke kwakungela migwaqo edlula lapho leso sikhathi indlendlana zechebechebe nje balokhe besenza okokuphanda igolide kakhulu phakathi lapho liyazi.
But this prospector had come in and he found a lot of money and he struck a lot of gold and on his road in he stayed in a cabin he'd found and he had a dog with him and the dog tied up on the outside.
Kodwa lo mphandi wegolide esengenile futhi wasethole imali eningi futhi wathola igolide eliningi futhi endleleni yakhe esiza wahlala endlini yezigodi ayeyitholile futhi wayelenja kanye laye futhi inja ibotshelwe phandle futhi.
That night had been an outlaw felony. To get this gold, he picked it up from the old Spanish mines. And he was coming in with it, and the dog started barking. And the man didn't want to be bothered with that dog. He said, shut up!
Gwagules kebeng, esasimlandela, ukuthatha igolide leli. Wayelitholile emayini ezindala zamaSpanish, futhi wayesiza lalo. Futhi inja yaqala ukukhonkotha futhi lindoda ayizange ifune ukuhlutshwa yileyo nja wathi thula.
He said, tomorrow I'll take this into to the city and morals the story was this and I'll have it weighed up and I'll be a rich man and I'll buy great cars and I'll have all kinds of women and big parties and I'll be a rich man because I've already struck the claim. I've got the gold here, much of it.
What? Kusasa. Ngizangenisa lokho phakathi edolobheni futhi ngiza uqobo lwendaba lwalwilolo. Futhi ngizalifaka esikalini futhi ngiza kuba indoda enothileyo futhi ngizathenga izimoto ezinkulu. Futhi ngiza kuba labo bonke abafazi abehlukeneyo. La maphati amakhulu futhi ngizakuba indoda enothileyo ngoba sengivele ngathola indawo yokugebha ngile golide lapha elinenge lalo.
And said and while he was trying to go to sleep the dog kept barking because the dog seen the outlaw coming up slipping up waiting for the prospector to go to sleep.
Futhi wathi ngiza futhi lapho esazama ukuthi alale inja yaqobeka ikhonkotha ngoba inja yabona isigebenga sisiza sinyenya silindele umphandi wegolide ukuthi ayelala.
He raised up again and screamed at the dog again. He said, shut up! The poor dog whined and tried to warn his master. The danger was lurking.
Wavuka njalo futhi wamemeza enjeni njalo wathi thula futhi inja ezwisa usizi yahlaba umkhulungwane futhi yazama ukuxwayisa umnini wayo ukuthi ingozi yayicathamele cathamele.
And when the next time when the dog started barking, the prospector had a shotgun. He didn't want to be bothered, so he just raised up and shot the dog. And the prospector was killed that night by the outlaw.
Futhi lapho isikhathi esilandelayo lapho inja iqala ukukhonkotha umphandu wegolide wayelombhobho omncinyane wayengafuni ukuhlutshwa ngakho wavuka futhi wadubula inja futhi umphandu wegolide wabulawa lobo busuku isigebenga.
All these fancy dreams done him no good. Why? He stilled the voice that was warning him.
Wonke amaphupho akhe amahle akamenzelanga lutho ngani wathulisa ilizwi lelo elalimqwayisa.
There's nobody can try to do anything. You kids would never be able to do anything wrong after being raised the way you are unless you feel something tell you not to do it. I don't never steal that voice that's warning you.
Gagula muntu ongazama ukwenza ulutho lina bantwana ongasoze enelise ukwenza loba yini embi emva kokuba usukhulisiwe ngendlela oyiyo ngaphandle ungezwa enye into ikutshela ukuthi ungayenzi yona manje ungathulisi ilizwi lelo elikuxwayisayo.
And always remember, except that voice that said follow me and you'll always come out right. I believe you will. I got confidence in you.
Futhi hlala ukhumbula yamkela ilizwi lelo elathi ngilandele futhi uzakuhlala uphuma kahle ngokuphela ngiyakholwa uzakwenza ngilethemba ngani.
But just always remember at Jesus that voice is alive in the earth tonight, just the same as every voice, every word we spoke is still alive. When that voice goes out on that ether wave of the air, see, you got a transmitter here that sends it out. You are the transmitter that sends it out. Now it takes a station to pick it up.
Kodwa nje, hlala ukhumbula ukuthi uJesu, lelo lizwi, liyaphila emhlabeni lobo busuku. Okufanayo nje, njengelizwi lonke, futhi lebala lonke, esalikhulumayo, liyaphila. Lapho lelo lizwi liphuma kulelo gagazi le-etha yomoya. Bona, ulomsakazo lapho othumezela phandle. Ungumsakazo othumezela phandle. Manje kuthatha isitishi sokwamkela.
And Jesus was a transmitter of God's word, for he was the triunity of God manifested in one man. He was complete God and complete man.
Futhi uJesu wayengumsakazo welizwi likaNkulunkulu ngoba yena wayeyubuthathu bukaNkulunkulu bubonakaliswa emuntwini oyedwa wayenguNkulunkulu opheleleyo lomuntu opheleleyo.
In the Trinity of God, the Trinity of the attributes of God as being Father, Son, and Holy Spirit was represented in that one man, Jesus Christ. So there he was, the Word.
Futhi ubuthathu bukaNkulunkulu, ubuthathu bezimilo zikaNkulunkulu, njengokuba ngubaba indodana lomoya ongcwele, kwabonakaliswa kulowo muntu oyedwa, uJesu Kristu, ngakho lapho wayelilizwi.
And he was the transmitter that said, he that heareth my words and believeth on him that sent me has eternal life. See? Verily I say unto you, he that heareth my words and believeth on him that sent me hath eternal life.
Futhi, wayengumsakazo lo owathi, lo ozwa amazwi ami, futhi akholwe kuye lo ongithumileyo, ulempilo elaphakade bona. Ngiqinisile ngithi kini, lo ozwa amazwi ami, futhi akholwe kuye lo ongithumileyo ulempilo elaphakade.
Now that words went out from a transmitter. He said one day, "Verily I say unto you, if you say to this mountain, be moved, and don't doubt in your heart, but believe that what you have said will come to pass, you can have what you said."
Manje lelo lizwi seliphume phandle komsakazo. Wathi ngolunye usuku, ngiqinisile ngithi kini, nxa usithi kulintaba, suswa futhi ungathandabuzi enhlizweni yakho, kodwa ukholwe ukuthi lokho okukhulumileyo kuza kugcwaliseka, ungaba nalokho lokho okukhulumileyo.
Now, if you can just be the station to pick that up, Father, control inside of you by faith, it'll move you right into the cycle of God to the new birth and be born again.
Manje uba ungaba nje isitishi sokwamukela lokho ngamanye amandla abusa phakathi kwakho ngokholo kuza kungenisa khona ekusebenzeni kukaNkulunkulu ekuzalweni okutsha futhi uzalwe kakutsha.
Then you'll always be in contact to hear that voice. They'll always warn you when danger's along, when things are wrong, going wrong. It'll always be a warning to you.
Kona ge, uza kuhlala, ulo kubambana, uguzwa ilizwi lelo, eliza hlala likuxwayisa lapho ingozi isendleleni, lapho izinto zizimbi, zihamba kubi, liza hlala, liyisixwayiso kokuphela kuwe.
And then, instead of someday being like that rich young boy that we're speaking of, be a man like Apostle Peter, Paul, or somebody that won souls for Jesus Christ. You do that, kids. Can we pray?
Futhi ke kuloguthi kolunye usuku usiba njengejaha elinothileyo lo esikhuluma ngaye uba indoda njengompostoli uPetro uPaulu kube omunye umuntu owatholela imphefumulo uJesu Kristu. Lina yenzani lokho bantwana singakhuleka.
Lord Jesus, youth, men and women for tomorrow, if there is a tomorrow, we must train them, Lord. We feel that burden to train them like there will be a tomorrow. If there is not, then today is the day.
Nkosi Jesu, abatsha amadoda labafazi bakusasa uba kule kusasa kumele sibafundise Nkosi. Siyawuzwa lo mthwalo ukuthi sibafundise njengokuthi kuza kuba lekusasa uba kungela manje ke lamuhla lusuku.
And then Father, we know that no one is accepted in your sight. No flesh can glory. No education, although as good as these things may be, no good works, no religious institution, no psychology, no nothing can confirm God but the Holy Spirit.
Futhi ke baba, siyazi ukuthi akula muntu owamukelekileyo ebusweni bakho, akula nyama engaba lodumo, akula mfundo, lanxa lezi izinto zingaba zinhle, akula misebenzi emihle, akula zikolo zenkolo, akula okwezengqondo, akula lutho olungaqinisa uNkulunkulu kodwa umoya ongcwele.
He is the instrument, God himself, in the form of eternal life that can come to us as an individual. We are thankful for this.
Uyisikhali uNkulunkulu ngokwakhe esimeni sempilo elaphakade engeza kithi njengomuntu ezimele yedwa futhi silokubonga ngalokho.
Truly is expressed when Peter made the confession. Jesus said to him, "Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you. You never learned it in a seminary. You never learned it in some school. It's a personal thing, something that each individual has to receive."
Ngeqiniso kufakazelwe lapho uPetro esenza isivumo. UJesu wathi kuye, "Inyama legazi ngakuwambulelanga lokho kuwe. Kawuzange ukufunde eseminari, kawuzange ukufunde ezikolo esithile. Into engeyakho wedwa, into okumele yamukelwe ngumuntu wonke ngamunye."
He said, "Upon this rock I build my church, and the gates of hell will not be able to overcome it." We're thankful for that, Lord.
Wathi, "Phezulu kwaleli idwala, ngiza kulakha ibandla lami, la masango esihoko akayi kulahlula." Silokubonga ngalokho Nkosi.
That voice is still alive tonight, and there are still posts, outposts, listening posts, receiving stations of faith that can accept it. We pray that each one of these children will receive that Lord in their hearts.
Lelo lizwi lisaphila lamuhla ebusuku. Futhi kulokhe kulezindawo, indawo zaphandle, indawo zokulalela, izitishi ezamukelayo, zokholo ezingakwamukela. Siyakhuleka ukuthi omunye lamunye walaba abantwana baza kwamukela lokho. Nkosi ezinhlizweni zabo.
And remember that not what they do to be good, but they, God does not judge us by what we do, but by what we have accepted. We are saved by our faith and not in our works.
Futhi kumbula, ukuthi hachi lokho abakwenzayo, ukuba balungi, kodwa baya uNkulunkulu kasahlulele ngalokho esikwenzayo, kodwa ngalokho esesikwamukeleyo. Sisindisiwe ngokholo lwethu futhi hathi emsebenzini yethu.
So we pray, Heavenly Father, that they'll catch the vision now and see and hear that great eternal invitation of come follow me.
Ngakho siyakhuleka baba osezulwini ukuthi bazabamba umbono kathesi futhi babone futhi bezwe lokho kunxuswa okulaphakade. Okukhulu kuka Hosan lingilandele.
May each one of them, Lord, turn aside from all the things of the world, this mortal, fringy life, as they hear tonight in their golden blonde hair, and some of them with their black hair and dark eyes and blue eyes, and sitting in their very best of that they'll ever be.
Makuthi omunye lamunye wabo, Nkosi, aphambuke ezintweni zomhlaba. Le impilo efayo elesiphetho lapha belapha lobu busuku lenwele zabo ezigolide ezimhlotshana futhi labanye babo kanye lenwele zabo ezimnyama lamehlo amnyama lamehlo aluhlaza okwesibhakabhaka njalo bese buhleni babo bonke abaza kuba yibo.
As a great writer said, remember thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not nigh, then thou shalt have no pleasure in them.
Futhi, njengomlobi omkhulu wathi, kumbula umdali wakho, ensukwini zobutsha bakho, lapho insuku ezimbi, zingakasondeli, khona ke, kawuyi kuba lokuthokoza ngazo.
How, Lord Jesus, you said to Peter when you were young, you got up and went where you wanted to, but when you get old, someone packs you where you would not go.
Njani, Nkosi Jesu, wacho ku Petro, lapho usasemncane, wawusukuma futhi uhambe lapho ofuna ukuya khona. Kodwa lapho usumdala, omunye umuntu uyakuthwalela lapho ongeke uye khona.
Let them remember now is the day. This is the time. Granted, Father, I claim every one of them. From my own child here tonight to every child in here, I feel that you've put in my hands to watch them. I claim them all from Satan and from death to life in Jesus Christ. Amen.
Bavumele, bakhumbule, kathesi lilanga, lesiyiso isikhathi, siphe khona baba. Ngiyababiza bonke, ngokomntwana wami. Lapha lobu busuku wo wonke umntwana ophakathi lapha ngizwa njengokuthi ubekile ezandleni zami ukuba khangela. Ngiyababiza bonke bevela kuSathane lasekufeni ngibasa empilweni kuJesu Kristu. Amen.
Bless you, kiddies. Really nice to say a few words to you.
UNkulunkulu alibusise bantwana. Kuhle kakhulu ukukhuluma amazwi amalutshwane kini. Futhi ngiza kuthi ngiphenduke njalo. Billy, bantwana abahle, ngiyalithakazelela lonke. Mfowethu Fred, inkosi kubusise. Inkosi kubusise, tate wetu.